Hi there, it's Jim Storer, and we're back for another edition of Conversations with Community Managers. We're here with Max Ebnother, and I'm here with Shannon Abram as well. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Jim. Max, we are so excited to have you here today. We would love if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and about the kind of community you work with.
Sure. Hi, Jim and Sharon. I'm Max Ebnother. I'm a community manager at Intel Corporation. And I support our internal collaboration.
Excellent. Could you tell us a little bit more about the internal social collaboration that you're doing? It's fascinating to me. Every organization has challenges with spurring engagement. I'm just wondering if you've got any best practices you've teased out of your work there.
Yeah, so when we first started thinking about whether or not to implement a internal and social collaboration environment, we started with different business groups, and we really wanted to find a pilot group. And so I think a good practice is to find a business group or a department within any organization that can identify as having any sort of issues that you think a social collaboration tool can solve. Working with that business group or department to get them on board in a small scale environment and really almost monitor them and help them use the software, teach them how to collaborate, to make it less focused on the technology, but I think focus more on collaboration, community management, and then how you can foster your community. And then taking any lessons learned and ideally success stories into promotional materials when you launch enterprise-wide. And I think having success stories really helps tie in not only executives, but employees on all levels. And
So Max, that's really fascinating. One of the things that we often hear from folks that are managing internal social collaboration efforts is that getting executives to engage is often one of the big challenges. And I'm wondering if you've experienced that, and if so, could you give us some of your pointers on how you got past it?
yeah, that's a great point. Absolutely. Executive engagement is extremely important, in my opinion, for any enterprise-wide social collaboration approach. That is not to say that it is the most important approach. I think it has to be a multidirectional approach from not only top to bottom, but also bottom to top and left to right, right to left. But for executives specifically, I think it's really important to communicate the benefits of social collaboration. They'll be really focused on ROI and helping to communicate that oftentimes it's still somewhat tricky to measure the ROI of social collaboration. And having qualitative data, had mentioned success stories earlier. Success stories are a great way to help persuade and show the benefits of social collaboration, especially if you're helping solve a problem within your own company with the pilot group. And also showing the benefits of finding one really engaged executive that is answering questions, blogging, and then showing the correlation of the executive's engagement along with any people that reside below them and comparing those numbers in terms of active users, participating users, to executives that are not quite as engaged in the community and their respective employees' engagement within the community.
Interesting. And do you have any metrics that you're able to share? I mean, just generally, did you see a certain uplift in performance based on participation as in a internal social network?
Yeah, we saw that employees were more engaged if their executives were more engaged. Fortunately, I can't really share any data regarding that.
Okay.
But just in general, we definitely saw an uptick there and saw a direct correlation.
That's really interesting to see. Working on an internal initiative at a global brand must mean you have members all over the world. How do you encourage participation and collaboration for such a geographically dispersed community?
I think that internal social collaboration lends itself extremely well to teams that are geography-wise very dispersed. An email, you have to wait for another's response, or even be it phone calls, you always have to align the times. Whereas in social collaboration, you can collaborate asynchronously, which is great. So you kind of bridge the time difference between different continents, different teams. And you put all the information in one central bucket, which I think goes a long way. One thing that we found was that it's really important to address certain cultural differences that may exist. For example, some countries, Germany or France, will be really keen on privacy issues. Germans in general are very hesitant when it comes to Facebook, especially older generations. And so communicating very clearly what information is stored, or working the German Works Council for setting up a given privacy plan, is very important. But the same goes for any other cultural differences that you may see, and addressing those beforehand and helping prevent those will, I think, lead to more engagement worldwide.
Excellent. So Max, I'm wondering if I were to talk to your boss or maybe someone on your team, what they would consider your community superpower?
I think they would put me more, if if any superpower, I think it would be the connector. One thing that I really enjoy is just being active in the community and getting to know community members, which then enables me to connect community members to communities that they may be interested in, connecting users that have similar ideas, similar mindsets, and also identifying community managers or potential future community managers. Going back to what makes for a lot of engagement, I think community managers play a large role. And oftentimes community managers are self-appointed, or they are appointed by someone. So a comms person will be appointed a community manager. And I find that oftentimes not the best approach. I think community managers are require certain traits, like very open. They have to be have to be very helpful in the community, have to be willing to train users, and really have to be change advocates. A lot of times the use of a social collaboration software requires a large shift from isolated one-way communication email to social collaboration where everyone is engaged. And I think community managers can really help spur that. That being said, not everyone is meant to be a community manager. And finding those community managers in their community and then fostering their development to being a future community manager for their teams and departments is something that I thoroughly enjoy.
Fantastic. I think you hit on a lot of important points there. It's really true about finding the right people, because I've seen it time and again at organizations where they try to kind of square peg, round hole someone into a community management role, and it can really backfire. So is there a specific training program within your organization to help bring along candidates, or how do you level up folks in community management?
We don't have a training program per se. Having a connector superpower, I think linking active community members to a series of kind of communities of practice that I host around community management, where I encourage them to go into community and start acting as community managers, promoting their groups and answering questions and training. And then once I can see that their activity within any given community has been increasing, they're being more open, they are helping other users use the platform, they're helping communicate the benefits of the platform, and turning them into community managers that also act as community champions and collaboration champions is something that I try to help. And we don't have a given training program per se.
Interesting. Well, Max, thank you so much for taking the time to share with us today. We really love talking to our members and getting to hear about the different kinds of community work they do.
Yeah, thanks for having me. That was great.
Thanks for listening to another edition of Conversations with Community Managers from the Community Roundtable. We'll see you next time.